Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this getaway Friday night, September the 18th, 2020. 9:18:20, exactly 15 minutes past the hour. And we have got a big, big show for you tonight. Huge, a matter of fact, here on WWGH Radio. Now, the first thing I have to do, as many of you know, right now there is a big rivalry football game going on here in town. Pleasant versus River Valley, and we are going to give you updates throughout this game. I've got a little spy over at the game giving me updates, and right now at the half, they're at the half right now, the game is being played at Pleasant. It's 21-7 River Valley at this particular point, and the first touchdown that was scored by River Valley was Rogers, which is the son of Abby Croman, who's on here from time to time. So congratulations to Abby and her son, who scored the first touchdown tonight. And River Valley is putting a hurting on Pleasant right now during the first half of this game. And if the game is over by 10 o'clock tonight, we will hear from Jeff Ruth, who's also at the game, and he'll give his play-by-play in the last few minutes of the show, so we expect that to happen. So stay tuned. We're going to give you updates as the night progresses. But right now, 21-7, River Valley at the half. First touchdown, Rogers. I wish I knew his first name. I know I've met the kid. But, Abby, why didn't you give me the first name? Okay, there's that. Now, we're going to move on now to this show. Now, here's the deal. Today on Facebook, I posted that we had a very special guest on the show who has never been on this show, who is guest co-hosting the entire show tonight. And this is absolutely true. People can check me on this. This person has never been on the air here, to my knowledge. Certainly never on this show. And there's an irony to this in a way. You're going to know the person for a reason that I'm going to tell you in a second. But here's the irony of this. It wasn't planned this way, but as many of you know, for 6 years here on the station, Charlie Evers was the star. He did the program 3 days a week. Pal of mine, we miss him. Charlie passed away back in May this year, the weekend of Memorial Day. Well, last year, about this time, I think 2 days from this particular day today, September 20th, 2019, we threw Charlie a big 85th birthday party here at the station. It was a big surprise birthday party. We had a lot of fun, and it was a good day. Charlie's birthday was actually on September 21st, so what would be his 86th birthday is soon approaching. And as I said, of course, we lost Charlie in the last year, but I'm sure he's listening tonight, because the guest tonight, first time ever on the air, is Charlie's daughter, Angie Evers, Charlie's youngest daughter. Angie, the microphone is open. First words ever on the station.
Hello, Scott. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you here.
Yes, good to be here.
We were talking before we went on the air. How strange is it? I never thought about it, that your dad's birthday is 3 days from today, and we did have that big celebration here in this room almost 365 days ago.
Yes, we did, and it was a good day for him. He loved it.
We had a lot of fun. Before we get on to the program, because we are close to this date and we haven't talked to you about this, what kind of dad was Charlie? We all knew him from the radio.
He was the best dad. He was very he always supported us. He helped me out no matter what. He was just always there.
Good guy.
Very good guy.
Good guy. And What would he think of you being on the air tonight?
He loved it.
Yeah. He always wanted you guys to come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So far, so good. Yes. All right. Now, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, you are a River Valley grad, right?
Yes.
How are you feeling about this score right now?
That's great.
This is a rivalry.
Yes, it is.
Was it a rivalry when you were in school?
Yes.
Really?
Big.
I thought it was just a recent thing.
Oh, no. Always.
I thought that there had been a game, because Pleasant always wins. They're a great football team. I thought like 5 years ago, River Valley beat them out of the blue, and that caused the rivalry.
Oh, no.
Really? There was one back then?
Yes, a very big rivalry. Well,
like, what do you remember about it?
Oh, we didn't like Pleasant people.
Really?
Right.
Now, do we know why?
Nope.
Just if you knew somebody was from Pleasant, walk on the other side of the street.
That's right.
We don't have this here.
Nope.
So what kind of things went down? Did you go to the games?
Yes.
So what?
Well, I was in the band.
Oh, you were in the band. I didn't know this. What'd you play?
I played the trumpet.
Really? Can you still play the trumpet?
I don't know about that one.
Do you have a trumpet?
No.
So it'd be kind of hard right now to play the trumpet.
Right. I actually gave it... I had a cornet, and I gave it to my nephew, Donald, that comes on the show, well, with Dad, you know. I gave it to him, and then he used it all through school, and I actually think he just donated it to somebody to use.
But if I get a trumpet here, mm-hmm. would you be able to play it?
Probably not.
Really? Is a trumpet hard to play?
No, but I've been out of school for like 20 years, so...
Yeah, but isn't a trumpet just like three...
Yeah, but you have to, like, move your mouth.
A certain way.
Right.
Really? See, I never played an instrument. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, we had fun in the band.
Like, what did band kids do at these football games?
Well, we always had lots of fun. I mean, you develop really close friendships with all the band people. I mean... They're still, like, I'm still friends with all my band friends.
Like, what do you do when the players are playing football?
Talk.
Just sit?
Yeah. Root them on. I mean, you know, we would play during the, I don't know. We would just play, you know, certain times throughout the game.
Do you think this is going to hold up? Because Pleasant is a second half team. They're a team that when they start to go down, they turn it around. As a matter of fact, week one, I think they played Harding, and they were down in the first, and they came back to beat them by like 20 points. So this could be misleading. I think sometimes they give the other team a false sense of security.
Oh, I think Ravelli's going to pull it.
Do you?
Off. Yes.
Now, you also know Abby, who's been on this show.
Yes.
Now, how do you know her?
I went to school. She graduated with my sister. I graduated with her brother. So, I mean, we've all known each other throughout school. And then I knew her. I took Natalie, my daughter, to Emmanuel Lutheran. So,
oh, where she works.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, what did you think of Abby?
Oh, I like Abby.
Oh, see, that's not my experience with mm-hmm. her. My experience is a little different with her. I don't know what you call it. I wouldn't say friendly. I would say she's there. We get along.
Right.
But I wouldn't say we're friends.
Abby was always really friendly with us, and Natalie loved Abby and all the girls up there at Emmanuel Lutheran.
See, that's definitely not my experience with her.
Yeah.
But, it could be me. Well, we were talking earlier... this is a weird thing for you, listeners. I did not know this, that 20 years ago, really, it's been 20 years, hasn't it? Maybe more.
Probably more.
More than 20 years mm-hmm. ago, I worked with Angie at a restaurant here in town, and I had no recollect of this at all until this past week. Somebody said to me, well, you know you worked with her. And I said, no. And they said, yeah, you did. So I brought this up to Angie, and she said, oh, yeah, I knew. Never has said anything for more than 20 years. I never knew.
Yes, we did work together.
But you remember it.
Yes.
See, I don't. Why would you never bring this up in 20 plus years?
Because I just assumed that you knew we worked together.
Obviously not. Well, we were having a conversation, though, earlier on, because it's possible that you've shunned me for 20 years. Which I'm okay with. I mean, I understand that. But we've had a semi-relationship, because we worked together, and certainly I knew your dad, and know your mom, and know your sister. But we didn't speak for the better part of 20 years.
Right. But I'm not sure why.
Well, here's what you say you were at this birthday party last year. I don't think my mom
could vouch for that.
I remember your mom being here.
And I'm pretty sure Amy knew I was here.
I remember Amy being here. Yep. I do not remember you being here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where were you? Now that you've seen the outlay again. Because I was right here. This is where I was.
I was right in there, in the other room.
See, there's a wall. I would not be able to see in there.
Well,
you never said, oh, let me go in there and say hello to Scott. It's birthday time.
I guess my dad was my main concern.
Well, he should have been. One, he should have been. But, I mean, I would have thought that maybe you would have came in and just said hello. Or maybe, like, sneak your head in and, like, a hello wave or something.
Right. Yeah. You always get hello waves at me at your other job.
Well, yeah. We've talked there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about. But if you're just tuning in, as far as we know, right now it's 21-7 at the half. River Valley Pleasant, River Valley up. 21. That, are you shocked to hear that?
No.
Really? Even how good Pleasant is?
Right.
So you think that River Valley is going to hold this?
Yes.
You know, Jeff Ruth was in here earlier today, and he gave me a prediction, but he said that I could not share it until the game was over. So I have it. And when we get the final score, I'll reveal it. But I don't know. He's not wrong yet. He hasn't. With the score we have right now at the half, he's not wrong, but he's not right either. You think he'll get it right?
No.
Neither do I. I don't think there's much of a chance of it. But it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. Now, we're going to talk about a few issues here tonight that are kind of interesting. Now, these are studies that have been done. Journals of medicine. And I figure that's what we'll do tonight.
Okay.
All right. Here's a study. There are health benefits to being an optimist. Right there. See, that's right on the list. There are health benefits to being an optimist.
That's, I can see how that's true.
Would you consider yourself an optimist?
No.
Really? Not at all.
I mean, sometimes. I guess it depends on the situation.
Where are you optimistic and where are you not?
I think I'm optimistic in my work.
Nice.
That's probably about it.
Like, when you get up in the morning, are you happy for that day? Like, all right, let's go do something great.
Not exactly.
Do you look forward to anything, like birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving?
Well, not really.
Uh-huh. Now, there are health benefits to being an optimist. Now, I don't want to sound the alarm at this particular point, but there might be trouble here. So we might have to fix this. Do you think we can turn you into an optimist?
Probably. It might take a lot of work.
Where do you think the pessimism came from? Have you always been a pessimist, or has it been a change?
Nah, I think when bad things happen over your life, you just tend to think bad, that more bad things will happen.
Are you optimistic more bad things won't happen? Like, today, are you optimistic?
I'm probably more optimistic today.
Well, that's good. So, there might be some health benefit today.
Yes.
How's your health today?
I'm doing okay today.
Doing okay today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you suffer from migraines.
Yes, and cluster headaches.
Cluster headaches. Now, a lot of times that's brought on by stress and tension.
Yes.
Right. So do you see that correlation in your own life?
Yes.
Right. So are you working those things out to get rid of those cluster headaches?
Yes.
What is a cluster headache?
So my dad had them, and my grandpa, his dad had them also. So I've just inherited them.
Inherited.
So it starts like in my like nasal passage, in my like close to my eyeball, and then it goes into my eye and then straight back, like just straight back. But it's like in your
a pain.
Like it's severe. They call it like the suicide headaches. Like they're the worst type of headaches.
That's called I think I've had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in your eye, right?
It goes in your eye and it's just like straight back.
Yeah, and it feels like somebody's pounding a nail.
In your eye.
In your eye. Mm-hmm. Like right there.
Yeah, like in your eye. Yeah, and then just straight back.
See, I always thought that might be sinus.
See, and I did think it was sinus, but I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. I've actually had sinus surgery, so I thought it was my sinuses. So I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he's like, your sinuses are fine. That's cluster. So I was referred to a neurologist, and so she got me on, like, preventative medicine and then medication that I can take if I do get a headache. But I get migraines and cluster headaches, and sometimes I will get them together.
Now, what's a migraine feel like?
So a migraine, my migraines, I get like all over. They're just like all over head pain, and I get the nausea, and it's just like it's completely different than these cluster headaches I get.
Which hurts more?
I would say the cluster.
And that's all concentrated in the eye, mm-hmm, and in the top of the head.
Yeah. Just now, straight back.
If you don't have the preventative medicine, what might somebody do if you're suffering from these?
Some people go to the ER. Like, they're so bad. Oxygen is a treatment for it. My neurologist tried to get me oxygen, but the insurance, it was just too expensive. So, like, I would wake up at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night and have attacks, like a cluster. And so she wanted me, like, if I woke up in the middle of the night to be able to, like, breathe in, like, oxygen. And, but the insurance, it just didn't cover enough of it.
Now, why is oxygen a treatment?
I don't know.
Are they caused by lack of oxygen?
I don't think so.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but it is like a treatment for it.
So if I have a tank of oxygen at home and I get one of these again, I just hit the oxygen and it'll make it go away?
It could.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. Why are they called cluster?
Because they go in clusters. Like sometimes you'll get them like around season changes. Like, you know, I've been suffering like with migraines and this past like week or so, just because if you're around season changes, that happens. So I don't know, but and then like just say sometimes they'll run for like 2 weeks at a time or 3 months at a time. They can run like, so that's why they call it cluster, because it's like a cluster of headaches, I guess.
But we don't know what causes it. That's interesting.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, I'm in a cluster headache group, like, on Facebook, because, like, all my ailments, I always try to, like, go to Facebook and see how other people deal with the same problems that I have. So, you know, I get tidbits of advice from other people.
I had a lip quiver like 2 weeks ago on this show, and I looked it up.
Right.
That was bad.
Always bad.
I had like 18 diseases, and they all were terminal.
Right.
So, you know, I never really did much with it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, I'll go on. And I think I did. Do you have any diagnoses as to what that could be?
Nope. I would just say if maybe your vitamin levels are low.
What are the common vitamin levels that are low?
Like magnesium or calcium. I would say those could cause quivers.
So what if I drink milk? Do you think that would help?
No.
No. I think I have some 2% milk in the refrigerator, but it's been there a while.
I don't think that would do anything for you, but hurt your stomach.
I'm waiting for it to turn to cottage cheese. And then I'm going to put it with whipped cream and Jell-O. Have you ever had that dessert?
Rotten milk dessert?
No. Cottage cheese and whipped cream and Jell-O.
No.
Oh, this is delicious. Do you like those things?
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd like them all together.
See, you think that, but once you have it, you realize how good it is.
Hmm.
Do you like a dreamsicle?
Like the orange? Yeah.
That's what it tastes like. What you do is you take a thing of Cool Whip, and you put it in with a thing of cottage cheese, and you stir that all around, and then you take the packet of sugar-free orange Jell-O. Don't make the Jell-O. Just dump the powder in, and then stir that all around until the Jell-O has dissolved. Let it chill for like an hour. Delicious.
I've not tried that.
It's like a dreamsicle. And there's no sugar in it. It's a good diabetic diet.
Yeah?
Because it's sweet, and I think it cures the sweet tooth that people might be having who are diabetic.
Yeah, that's probably better than like donuts like I like to eat.
Now, what's your favorite donut?
Oh, dear. I mean, I like about any donut. I mean, I stay away from I like Boston cream donuts from Tim Hortons. I don't eat a lot of them because they have chocolate on them. But I like glazed donuts. I like strawberry jelly-filled donuts. I like all kinds.
Now, do you like store-bought donuts?
I do not like Krispy Kremes.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Now, what is it about a Krispy Kreme?
I don't know, but it leaves a film on the top of your mouth. I don't like Krispy Kremes at all.
Now, what about, cake donuts?
They're okay. I don't eat them very often. But
what are the donuts called that are, they have a special, they're spiraled? They're like pinwheels? Mm-hmm. Are they called pinwheels? People love those. They've been in that same yellow and orange bag for 10,000 years. You know what I'm talking about? You've never eaten these? Oh, you've had to have eaten these.
Like a Nichols bag?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. What are those donuts called? They're cake.
Like the old-fashioned?
Well, I don't know if it's old, but they're cake, but they have some glazing on them.
I would say the old-fashioned glazed. You know, because there's glazed and then old-fashioned glazed.
Is that like older? No, what's the difference there? I'm confused.
I don't know.
No, so there's glazed, which would be just, I've glazed a donut.
Right.
Now, what's old-fashioned glaze?
I don't know. There's a difference, though.
Is there?
Yes.
Really? How do you know it?
Well, because that's how they sell them at the store.
There's something called old-fashioned glazed donuts?
Yes.
Where's that at? Like, what aisle?
Well, they sell them at, Tim Hortons or wherever. I haven't been in Dunkin' Donuts, so I'm not really sure what all they have, but
so I say, give me an old-fashioned glazed donut.
Yeah.
And that's different than a glazed donut.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
But you've never tried it.
Oh, I'm sure I've had them. I think that's what those, I think they're in those bags.
That's an old-fashioned glazed donut?
I think. You'll have to ask listeners and
see. I thought they were called something.
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you have a lot of people listening tonight?
I don't know.
Well, you told some people, right?
I did, if they remembered.
Your friends?
My friends.
Well, I bet they're listening, because they're friendly. Did you tell them what station it was?
Yeah. A couple of them did write it down.
They're listening.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, if you're listening, if you're Angie's friend, message her and tell her that you're listening. And if you know what an old-fashioned glazed donut is, tell me what that is. Because I don't think that's what these things are. Some people call them pinwheels.
Are they something like crullers or something?
I don't think that's it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right, yeah. They're in, you know, the nickels bag. They're in, like, the yellow-orange nickels bag.
Hmm.
And they're, like, glazed. They're brown. But I'm pretty sure they're called something else.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We got to depend on the listeners for this one.
Isn't that weird that I can't think of what those things are called? If anybody knows, send me a message or give me a buzz. 740-383-9944, 740-383-9944, if you know what donuts I'm talking about, or if you, they're in the orange and yellow bag, they're brown, they've got a hole in the center, they look like a tire, like a monster truck tire. That's what they remind me of. Gosh, I wish I knew what those things were called. But they're very popular. People love to dunk them in milk. You're not a milk person.
No.
But you like cottage cheese.
Yeah, but I can't do it all the time. Like, only if I'm in the mood for cottage cheese.
When there's whipped cream and Jell-O involved.
I don't know.
You would love this. I'm telling you, you would love it. So do you believe, though, that there are health benefits to optimism?
I definitely believe that.
How do you think you become an optimist? If you're a pessimist by nature, how do you become an optimist? I just got a picture of the bag. Here we go. All right. Check this out. There it is. Donut Fair. Donut Fair glazed twirls.
Twirls.
You've never seen that?
Mm-mm.
You know, but you've never seen that in the store?
No, I've probably eaten them.
Well, you've had to. They're like a staple of life.
Right.
That's Kevin out there listening. Thank you, Kevin, for pointing that out. I would like some of those. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Have you had them?
I'm sure I have. Yeah.
No, they're good. I don't know what they cost, but they're not very expensive. They're a cheap donut. I don't know if that's glazed or old-fashioned glazed.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody could tell us the difference.
Well, Kevin's on this here tonight. Thank you, Kevin.
Maybe he's a donut expert.
Well, we should have those.
Because, yes.
Now, my favorite type of donut, and I'm not much of a donut eater, to be honest with you, but my favorite type of donut is a glazed donut. I like a glazed donut. Just a plain glazed donut.
Yep. I like glazed, too.
Did you hear the whole apple butter donut fiasco?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like apple butter. And one day I'm sitting here, you know, doing the little show. And I said, oh, why has there never been an apple butter donut? Because they stuff everything else in a donut. Why not apple butter? And most people agreed with me on this. So, it was Abby. She made them. She made apple butter donuts because she's funny like that. So she made the apple butter donuts and she brought them in and, you know, they tasted okay. Could you make a donut?
No.
Really?
No, I've never made a donut. I've never tried.
You've never done like buy the dough? You've never done that?
No.
Oh, they taste so good.
Mm-mm.
You just buy like the rolls. You know, like that's in
like
the...
Like a biscuit?
Yeah, the biscuits in the cans. You just buy that, and then you pop them open, and you cut them, and then you put some vegetable oil on the stove, and then you cut out the middle with, like, the top of a, like, pop lid. Cut out the center. It looks like a donut. You dump it in there. You brown it. You flip it over. It browns. You take it out. It's delicious.
Never tried it.
Put a little powdered sugar on the top. You're good to go.
You know, I like my favorite, like, snack. Well, it's not really a snack, but, like, I love cannolis.
Now, what's a cannoli for people who don't know?
Well, I don't know how you describe it, but, like, I love to get cannolis from Andrews.
Now, do you like holes in your cannolis?
Holes? Well, they normally have holes on the ends.
Holy cannoli.
Yes. Holy cannoli.
Holy cannoli. You know what else is good? Because we didn't get a lot of fair food this year. Are the cream puffs.
Oh, yeah.
That you get at the fairs.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Did you get up to the Schmitz when they were up here?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
What was that? I didn't even know that was going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody tells me anything.
They should tell you, of all people.
Yeah, they really should.
Yeah.
I know that tomorrow morning at the Richland Road Church of Christ, there's going to be a clothing and food bank at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, 535
Richland Road.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Yeah. Yeah, people need to tell you more things.
I know there's going to be some testing tomorrow.
Yep. COVID testing.
COVID testing.
Yes.
Free COVID testing. Really?
Yes.
And that will be?
At the Center Street Community Health Center.
Which is right here on Center Street.
Yes.
Are there hours for this?
Between 10 and 2.
10 and 2. So 4 hours tomorrow. You just come in and they'll stick that swab up your nose.
Yep. In the back parking lot.
You do it outside?
Yes. I believe it's going to be outside in the parking lot.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never
You want to go?
Well. Is that like an outing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's go get tested. I don't know. Well, see, should I? I've never been tested. I don't feel bad.
But, you know, a lot of people are asymptomatic.
Should I know this?
I mean.
Well, you're in the medical field. Should I know this?
Well, yeah. It's all over the news.
Well, I know there's COVID out there, but I don't know that I needed to be tested.
I mean, if you want to be tested, some people want to know if they have it or not.
Have you been tested?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why were you tested? Because you work in the...
I was sick. I got sick. But oh. Not like... I just had a brief illness. I'm not going to go into it, but it's not air material.
Really?
Really.
But it could be confused with COVID.
Yes.
Huh.
It's one of the symptoms on there.
So not like sneezing?
No.
Or sore throat?
No. It was another symptom. So, but anyway... I was negative.
I think we know what this is now. I think we all know what the symptom is. But that's okay. So you were having that issue, right? And you thought that might be COVID? See, I wouldn't think that was COVID if I was having that issue.
No, but I couldn't go to work.
Oh, no. No, you probably don't want to go to work with that.
So, and I can't be around people. So, it was like when everything first kind of started.
You can't be around people when you have that?
Well, not really.
Huh. That's catching?
Well, it would be
That was contagious.
It would be if it was COVID.
Oh, I'm getting a message. Let's see here. Oh, this is nice. This is from... Okay. Oh, this is nice. I like this. This is a good message here. I don't know if they're listening right now, but I'm going to read it anyway. This is for... I never use last names because we're going to talk about my vague booking here in a second because you like to point this out. You pointed this out to me one time. We'll get to this in just a second. But this is from Jamie. Jamie says, my husband should really get a trophy for being your biggest fan. He listens to your station and you... every time we are in the car. LOL.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, Jamie, why don't you get on the train with him and become my second biggest fan?
Oh.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
That means there are people out there listening to us right now.
Yes.
Have any of your people responded?
No.
Well, that's depressing. So, now here's the thing about Facebook. The other day, you told me that my Facebook posts are bad.
I didn't say they were bad.
I think the implication was that they were bad because they're vague. You said the word vague.
I did say vague.
Now, tell people who don't have Facebook, who might be out there listening right now, what is wrong with my Facebook posts?
He just doesn't like to... He likes to keep people guessing, I think.
That's totally not the reason. Now, when you say keep people guessing, what do you mean?
Like, you don't like to tell people who you're, like, out with, or you're doing things with, or where you're going, or what you're doing, or... You want to keep people, like, on edge, I think, so they can wonder.
See, that's totally not true. Here's what happens. Okay, let's say I'm out doing something fun. I'm usually with somebody. I'm not alone. Okay, now I want to let people know that fun times still can be had because I'm an optimist. That's what I'm going to live forever. So I want to tell them I've had a fun time, but I don't necessarily always want to tell them who I was with because I figure it's none of their business. And then I also figure I don't want to say somebody's name if they don't want me to say that I was with them. So that's why it becomes vague. Not that I want people to guess who was with me. If they started guessing, I wouldn't tell them anyway.
I mean, that makes sense.
But you thought I was just trying to play a game.
Yeah, I think sometimes it may come off like that.
So you think people probably hate my Facebook posts?
No, I mean, your Facebook posts are optimistic. They're very positive. But I think sometimes people may wonder, like, oh, who's Scott with?
But you, now see, here's the thing, though. But you know some of the people I've been with. So you know these aren't false stories.
Right.
They're not made up. They're reality. I'm just not telling who I was with.
Right.
But I don't want people guessing either, because I wouldn't tell them. You know, sometimes life's complicated like that.
Very.
You can't always tell who you're out with. And sometimes, to be honest with you, I think it gives people the big head.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I think then people start asking a bunch of questions. Like, why were you out with that person? What are you doing with them? See, and I don't want to answer that.
Right. And really, I mean, it's nobody's business. But I guess, you know, when you put things on Facebook, it, you know, people always just wonder. Like, if I were to put something on Facebook, you know, and make a comment about something, people would be like, whoa, what's going on? Or, you know.
But I don't put dramatic things on Facebook.
Yeah.
If something dramatic was going on, I wouldn't post it.
Right.
Because, see, that's the other side of the personality, is that I would not want anybody to know anything dramatic was going on.
Right.
Like, if I was ill, if I had that thing you had earlier this year, I would not post about that.
Well, and I definitely didn't post about that.
It's good you saved it for the radio.
Right. That's even better.
It was very good. You made us all wait for the big radio broadcast tonight. And everybody totally knows what it is because we went through, it's not a sore throat, it's not a cold, so we all know what it is.
So are you going to go get tested?
Well, you never gave me really, I don't have that problem.
You don't want to know?
If I've got it? I'm just saying I don't have that problem you just spoke of.
Oh, well, you don't have to have that problem. You don't have to have any symptom.
So let's say I go. Do they know right away?
No, it takes like 3 to 5 days.
What if I drop dead in the 3 to 5 days?
Well, then there's nothing you can do about it.
I wish I would have known.
Right.
Do they call me?
Well, not if you're dead.
Would they call me if I'm alive?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
I don't have to like go back.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'll go. I don't know. But what do you recommend it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, if you really want to know if you have it or not. Some people are just curious.
Well, would you recommend it for me? Not as an open recommendation for everybody who is listening, but a recommendation for me. Do you think I should get this done?
if you want to go and say that you did it, sure. I would say if you're not worried about it, nah.
Might give me something to post about on Facebook.
Right. You could tell about your experience. Them sticking a swab up your nose.
The other day I had an experience with a mask. I can't tell the whole story again, but it was an episode.
I bet that was pretty funny.
I've heard back from people that it was. Yeah. I put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, you read it on Facebook, didn't you?
Yes.
So you know what happened.
Yeah.
When you read that, what did you think?
Oh, I laughed.
Was that a move you would have done?
No.
Basically, there's more to this, but basically what happened was I forgot my mask, and I walked to the store, so I didn't want to go back and get the mask. So I ended up with toilet paper over my mouth with my hand over top of it. That's what happened.
Right.
You wouldn't have done that?
No.
What would you have done?
I'd have, like, probably bolted in the store and out.
With no mask?
Probably. I don't know.
But you know you don't have the COVID.
Right. No, I don't know.
What are we
supposed to know.
What are we supposed to call it? Because some people call it coronavirus, some people call it COVID, some people call it the pandemic. What are we supposed to call it?
I don't know. I usually could just call it COVID. Whatever you prefer.
We're not getting any more football updates, and I know something's happening over there now. Last football update we got for the big Pleasant River Valley game.
Are they not live streaming them anymore?
I'm sure they are.
Because I know, like, the first game, we all got, like, a text where we could watch it.
Oh. See, I don't have anybody who goes to that school.
Yeah.
But it is 21-7 at the halftime, but that was, like, 8 o'clock.
Hmm.
Now, why is this last name? Oh, her first husband, I think his name was Rogers. Abby's first husband must have been Rogers. Yeah. Do you know him? What was his name?
I think Chris.
Chris?
I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Is that bad to say that?
No.
Is it bad to say what her first...
I don't know.
She doesn't care. I don't care if she cares. Chris Rogers. Do you know what her son's name is?
I can't remember.
Gosh, I feel terrible that I don't know what his name is. She just put Rogers. I've met the kid. What was his name? Oh, this is bad.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's Abby's son, and we congratulate him on making a touchdown tonight. That's very cool. He'll always remember that.
Oh, yeah. In the Pleasant game.
I always remember where I was when I made my first touchdown.
You played football?
No. Was a whole other thing. Can't get into that. But, that's nice, though, but I bet it's not 21-7 anymore.
You're probably right.
So we're coming up on the break here in about 2.5 minutes. We'll come back with a whole nother hour here. Now, how you feeling? You were a little apprehensive before we started, but 45 minutes in, what do you think?
I'm okay.
Yeah, see, I told you it was nothing.
I'm still a little nervous.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like of the microphone?
Yes, they're very scary looking.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's scary about this microphone is I don't think the spit guard has been washed in quite some
See?
Time.
Maybe you should go get COVID testing.
I've heard it hurts.
Well, it only goes like about an inch up your nose. It's not going to your brain.
An inch? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are these people all flipping out then?
Oh, well, this is just the test that they're doing. Not the test that, like, the original test.
Is this like the Governor DeWine test that might not be right?
Could be.
I don't know if that's good. Oh, this is a caller. Right as we go to the break, this will be good. All right, go ahead, caller.
2814 River Valley.
2814 River Valley. So it's we got about the same distance.
Six minutes to go.
6 minutes left in the game. All right. Hey, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. 14.
That's good.
River Valley, 6 minutes left to go. That means they both have scored touchdowns since the half. Thank you, caller. since I can't get Abby to send me any more messages. She's probably nervous. 28-14. That's only two touchdowns down, though. 6 minutes.
Right.
I thought River Valley might win this. We're definitely going to hear from Jeff now. If they've only got 6 minutes left and we've got an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun. So we'll get the call of the game by Jeff. Where is his prediction? Because I want to see if he's... Maybe. Maybe. He's not wrong yet. He's not in an area where he would be wrong. But he's not right. If this ends up being the final score, he's not right. But he's not totally wrong yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thank Jamie's husband for being my biggest fan.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Do you think he should have a trophy? I should send a trophy over to him?
Yeah.
It says... What?
I don't know.
Biggest fan?
Yeah.
You know, there was a joke a few years ago. I used to love this joke. It was, they were talking about an older lady who was having a birthday, over 100. And they said, Betty Jane just turned 105 years old and she still has no need for glasses. Drinks it right out of the bottle. I think that's a good joke. Listen, the score is 28-14, River Valley, 6 minutes left to go against Pleasant at Pleasant. Oh, that's going to be terrible if Pleasant loses at Pleasant. We're going to break for 15 minutes. All kinds of stuff coming up here. Angie Evers is the guest tonight. Back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have to get her on a few days ago. You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay. But the secretaries are
a little difficult. Force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows.
Streaming live on the internet at www.ww071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
GTG BRB.